Hello everyone, it's Pat coming at you again with your Pursuing Positive podcast series. I want to thank you for giving me just a little bit of time to hopefully inspire and motivate you. And I want to thank you for giving me a slice of your day to be just a little bit more positive. Now, anybody out there that was following the restart of my podcast series that you're listening to right now, we started it back up, I want to say it was around May of 2019. Anything before that has been removed and unpublished because it was a fresh start at that time. However, the last few months of my personal life have definitely been at a downturn. Those of you who know me, obviously you know what that is about. If you don't, that is okay. I'm sure I will allude to that in the coming next few episodes here, but not to dive too far deep into that, but just wanted to welcome you all back, get back in the groove of things, and just kind of have a little chit chat today. Nothing too particular, just to get this going, let it republish, and let everybody know that we're going to start this back up. So have a seat, take a ride. We're going to dive back in, kind of see how things are going, and we're going to try to make just another motivational day. All right, guys, so we're going to get back in it. This is coming back in December 2019. We're going to try to get the Life of the Pursuing Positive podcast series back going once again. Tried starting it back up several months ago. Like I said in the intro, I believe that was May of 2019. I would have to go back and double check, but it's not that crucial to stop this spontaneous recording to go back and double check that. However, I'm going to try to get this going and start fresh in the year of 2020 and try to go from there and try to be inspired and motivated and get the lovey-dugglies and giggly-wigglies back going again, as the kids might say. So, the idea behind this entire podcast series was obviously to help provide moments of inspiration, motivation, a little bit of accountability for myself and towards you as a listener, any friends, family, new acquaintances, or those of you who just happen to walk across. I'm sure there's going to be some of you that find this at complete random based on a certain keyword or topic or search engine algorithm, or you've just finished your last podcast and you're just looking for something else to listen to on your commute to work. Either way, I thank you. I appreciate you and your time and your willingness to make it past that intro that you just listened to make it to where you are right now. So my goal is to provide you with 10 to 15 minutes of something that can give you a positive spark, or maybe dive into something that can help you erase a negative spark. But at the end of the day, I want you to be able to process things. I want you to think through things, make some realizations, whether that's about you, something in front of you, something in your past, somebody. It's kind of an open statement at the moment, but to help you just go throughout life and your daily routines as clean, as powerful, and as inspiring as possible so that you can be the best person you can be, but maybe you can shine that light towards other people you meet. Think of it as a judo of sorts, but you're not combating and fighting someone else. You're fighting through the negative powers that this world has to offer. And to be frank, I don't think that matters if you are a faith-minded person, you're a Christian, you're an atheist, you are agnostic. It doesn't really matter, because every single person on this planet has to deal with some sort of negativity pretty much on a daily basis. Some of you may be lucky enough to already have a positive mind or just be casual and free-spirited enough that you don't realize that something is negative every day. And that is absolutely amazing. But most of us, like myself, we, even if it's the greatest day of the year, we're going to have that one moment where we catch ourselves being negative, and I hope I can help you get through those moments. Give yourself some credibility. Give your soul some oomph and some life. So, the idea is, like I said, a 10 to 15 minute break. And today doesn't have a specific topic. I'm literally getting back out there and trying to reach back out, get back in touch with people that were listening to me before. And whether it's 10 people or 10,000, doesn't matter, because if I can inspire and motivate one single person, I feel like my task has been accomplished. My job is done for now. On to the next step to inspire the next person. Now, my next episode after this will give you a little bit more depth in where I've been the last few months. The reason I can tell you that for a fact is because this podcast series was actually a piggyback on a different scale of the Pursuing Positive playlist series that I have on YouTube. You can literally go look for the Pursuing Positive playlist. There's going to be a little over 20 videos on it right now. But I just finished recording the next episode that will be uploaded here in just a day or two. And right off the bat, it kind of tells you where I've been to reference that first intro that we had a few minutes ago and where I've been. So I'm not going to give you specifics on that. But for those who are coming back or just now finding this podcast series, the way that I tend to work this is I've got three main topics. And if you go back to the start of that rough timeline of May, if you were to start these episodes over from scratch, I actually reference four topics, but since then I dropped down to three just to kind of streamline. So the idea is inspiration and motivation. So there will be times I have an inspiration track, and that can be absolutely anything, whether that's something I read, that's something I see, something I hear, something I think of, anything that I feel I can expand on and give you some light for your day. There's a history track where kind of the same thing, but looking backwards, things that people have done, good or bad, that have been accomplished, failed, succeeded, what have you, that we can reflect on, learn from, or just respect or appreciate. And the third one is I will pull the audio from my YouTube video series, replay them here from time to time. Will not always be in the same time frame. The one that I just recorded and I'm getting ready to publish, I am going to do that one fairly soon for the reasons of coming back. But others I will randomly reference, go back and grab. And sometimes I will expand and provide a little bit more insight or thought based on that video. Where I tend to be 10 to 15 minutes here, I do my best to stay under 10 minutes online, targeting more of a 5 or 6 minute range, just because usually you're stuck in front of a computer or a phone, don't always have the time to watch like you can listening, riding in a car, running in the track, on the gym, whatever. This welcome back video that I'm referencing is going to be titled Instant Motivation. That one is about 10 minutes long, but you'll understand why. Anyway, so I know it sounds like I'm rambling and that is perfectly okay because I just want to get back in touch. Like I said, there's no topic for today other than, you know, I'm just bringing it back in, and that's probably what I'm going to title this one, just to give it a name to fly by. But all in all, getting ready to get back in the saddle. I've been remotivated myself by friends and acquaintances for me to get back into my groove to help me stay positive. Like I said, this is an accountability channel. It's not just about me hammering information to you. So I hope you'll stick around. I hope you will find something that you enjoy, share this with your friends, go back, look at the previous episodes. They're not all still available, but the ones that I wanted to keep on board and roll forward with, those are still available online. Whatever app you happen to listen to this on right now, you should be able to find those other episodes under this podcast name if you have not seen them already. So have a seat, relax, have a great day, whatever it is you're doing right now. But I want to thank you for being here. And hang tight, I'm going to give you a little bit more information on what we're looking for down the line. All right, our time of the open mind has come to a close for today. I want to thank you once again for letting me help you be inspired. So today was just literally me getting back in the saddle, bringing it back to you, getting back on board, and just kind of having a little chit-chat with you on how things are going to go forward. Now, I do look forward to your feedback, your questions, your thoughts, suggestions, anything that you might want me to talk about, to confirm, deny, research. And you can do that by sending me an email. It's going to be to pursuingpositive@gmail.com. That's pursuingpositive, just like the title of the series, @gmail.com. There's about 9 or 10 current platforms that you can listen to this podcast on. Some of those are Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, and I believe the iTunes desktop is starting to bring that on board as well. However, stick around, share this with your friends, come back, and check us out periodically. But above all else, and without my human error taking effect, you will hear me say this every single time I close out a podcast or a YouTube video. Because above all else, I want you to stay positive, keep thinking, and move forward. Because that's your positivity for today.